This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Last month, 1,500 students ranging from elementary to high school descended upon the Indian River Lagoon, testing water quality and taking count of plants and animals, each playing their part in a multi-county event called A Day in the Life of the Indian River Lagoon.
And it was such a nice way to have an impact on so many different students at one time, to give them that opportunity to get their hands wet, feet dirty, collect that authentic scientific data.
That's Missy Weiss, founder of the nonprofit See a Difference, See as an ocean, and an acronym for stewardship, education, and action. To pull off the event, Weiss by herself contacted every teacher from grades 2 through high school, from Volusia to Palm Beach counties. Red tide came into play, limiting some of the school's participation, but the effort paid off and 33 school groups signed up. She then paired them with 35 local environmental partner agencies.
And we knew that that was an important part of this program, is to get the collaboration between the environmental partners and organizations and the schools, because we want to give that partnership a chance to blossom between the two of them.
And so, on October 4th, 1,500 student scientists spent several hours at 36 different sites doing their important work.
You guys use the YSI at all?
Oh, we did temperature.
So once the teachers send me the data, it's uploaded onto our website where it's then public. And then teachers, environmental partners, the public can look at those numbers, compare and contrast different sites along the lagoon and get a good glimpse of what the snapshot of the lagoon looks like on October 4th, 2018. So you get a really nice comprehensive look of the lagoon.
We visit three sites. First, we meet 40 fourth graders from Sebastian Elementary School at Riverview Park, which is a wide open area of the lagoon. Their agency partner is Alexis Peralta of the Indian River County Stormwater Division.
It's these projects that the kids are doing right now, especially in fourth grade, who's out here today with me, and that's when they're going to decide to be environmentalists and like really make an impact on the world.
We ask the students to describe the lagoon.
Beautiful.
It's precious to the animals.
Home environment.
Thank you.
You can find, like, there's some different plants that you will never see in other places.
That's true, yeah.
And there's a lot of plants here that we don't know of.
Next, we head south to Round Island Park. In contrast to Sebastian, this area is more protected and hidden away. There we find Dr. Nicole Mosbleck from Vero Beach High School and 30 of her environmental science students. They're partnered with Dr. John Galvez of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We tag along as Dr. Mosbleck helps students test the water.
All the other tests are done. Did we get them at least once, guys?
Yeah, we got all the other ones at least.
I think.
Perfect.
Wait,
yeah,
how many were which ones are we supposed to do?
Nitrate, phosphate, pH, salinity, turbidity, and dissolved oxygen.
We did just one.
We know of what's here today as the normal. But what used to be here in the past was very, very different. And so we want to capture what the normal is now so that as we move forward, we don't forget about, you know, the current quality and whether we're doing better or worse.
Our last stop is St. Andrews in Fort Pierce. The lagoon here is open with a rocky shoreline. A group of middle school students are partnered with Brandy Nelson and Jesse Stevens of Harbor Branch Oceanographic. Science teacher Roxana Vega sees great value in the experience.
I'm just glad we could take what we've learned at school and apply it to something really meaningful.
Weiss plans to hold a day in the life annually. Learn more and see the data by following the links at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.